Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz sit-down. I'm Corey Revink, your host, being joined by Coach Joe Lentz. How you doing, Coach?
Great, Corey. How are you today?
I'm doing well. We're in the midst of sectionals, but we have a game out of sectionals to talk about. You had your regular season finale on sectional night against Carmel. You guys lost that game 59-47. Tell us about that game, Coach.
Well, it was one of those games where we didn't play badly, really, but we ran into a really, really good team. They're, you know, third in the state, ranked 12th nationally. And they deserve it. They go seven deep with almost all Division I kids. They can all shoot. They all handle the basketball pretty well. They're smart. They got an excellent point guard. I thought we did a pretty nice job, really defending them, holding them down. You know, 59 points is a low point production for them. And we had some trouble, you know, hitting some shots and getting some momentum going. Simply because we inside they had some pretty agile big people with a lot of length.
Well, Coach, one thing you could talk about during that game was your top scorer, Nia Clark, was held to only 5 points in that game. That's got to be a big factor when you aren't producing the same amount of points you normally are. How big is it for when Nia isn't performing?
I wouldn't say Nia wasn't performing. She made wise decisions. They favored her considerably. Every time we went down the floor, somebody was pointing her out. They were always on her. They ran by her. They bumped her. They got her, tried to get her off her game. But she didn't get unfocused and try to throw up bad shots. She turned down, you know, a lot of opportunities to maybe have driven and tried to score and stuff because she was passing off and trying to help develop, you know, the team. And 22 points out of Kira Goss helped pick up a lot of that slack.
Yeah, you were talking about, and I'm glad you talked about Kira Goss, because this seems like a breakout performance for her. She really stepped up her game during that. She had a 17-point third quarter. She was phenomenal during that game. How important is it to you to see her jump to almost the next level during the season, to see her get this hot right before sectionals?
Really important. Everybody's going to be focusing. You know, everybody scouted us. They know they got to try to stop Nia somehow. And if there's another weapon in the gun, so to speak, Kira, you know, can come up and take 22 points. That means there's 27 between the two of them, and that's how our season's going. We're just about a little bit more than that, but somebody being able to be another alternative is just huge. Puts other teams at a disadvantage.
Well, Coach, last night you took on Southport in the first round of sectionals. You got the win handedly, 55-39. Tell us about the game, Coach.
We got off to a great start. Great start. We hit a couple of threes right off the bat. We pressured them into a lot of errors. They had, I believe, 9 turnovers in the first quarter, and we converted most of them. 21-5 lead. They were beginning to get frustrated, which was really good for us. And even the start of the second quarter, where they did outscore us 10-8, we still did a really good job at frustrating them to a point until we got into some foul trouble and had to pull some people. Then we started off the third quarter with another big run, and the game was probably pretty much over at that point.
Well, one thing that we've seen all season from the Lady Giants was starting out strong has been some sort of a struggle for this team. What was different about last night to where they were able to get off to such a fast start?
We hit shots. Had a couple opportunities to get some open shots. They went in. We were very intense defensively. We really, you know, we were playing a team that was really two-dimensional. They had DeHart, a really good outside point guard, and Williams, the inside player, who's pretty dominant inside, and we were able to smother Williams off. She only got 4 points the entire ball game, she only scored 2 in the first half. So we did a pretty good job there, and we really made DeHart work for everything that she got. And unfortunately, we sent her to the free throw line. She ended up with 14 points. I think she got 7 or 8 of her points at from the line. So we basically did a good job of shutting down their two offensive weapons, and we capitalized.
Well, Coach, on Friday you take on Decatur Central, a team you have not yet played this season, a team that you're going to be facing in the second round of sectionals with the chance to go to the sectional championship. What should we expect out of the Hawks?
They're a young, developing team. They've got a really good inside player, long and lean, last name's Tata. They do a nice job of trying to get the ball into her. We're going to try to pressure them as much as possible so they can't get it into her.
Well, thanks, Coach. We always appreciate you joining us on the show today. Best of luck in sectionals, Coach.
Thank you much, Corey.